么时候你们去再弄一下？我考上去了嘛，那新加坡的时候。
So again, we're going to discuss on the Buddhist tenets, you know, from where we stopped last time. Better than not. So there are many different tenets, you know, Buddhist tenets and non-Buddhist tenets, and even among the Buddhist tenets, there are four different tenets, and those are the Vaivashika, Savatantika, Chittamatran, and Madhyamika. So among these four tenets, or the schools, the philosophical schools, the first one, Vaivashika, we have already gone through that. So even though they are all same being this, you know, disciple of the Buddha, but they have a different way of observing the things. You know, it's because different sentient beings, you know, have a different and a different mentalities, a different dispositions, and so forth. So today we're going to start, you know, with the discussion on the Savatantika school. So when you listen to this teaching tonight, shouldn't listen just as listening to a lecture in the school or college. Rather, you know, should listen with the motivation, you know, with the bodhicitta motivation. So if we listen with the bodhicitta motivation, whatever virtues that we have created from listening to this teaching will become a cause to achieve to the full enlightenment. So like before, you know, with the Southern Vaivashika school, the Savatantika school is also explained, you know, in the 7 points. And as you have the text, you can see it in the text. So there are the definition, division, etymology, mode of asserting object, mode of asserting object possessors, mode of asserting selflessness, and presentation of grounds and paths.
Oh, yeah.
So in the definition of the Vaivashika school, it says so who does not assert the self-cognizer, but asserts external phenomena or external objects to be truly existent. In the Vaivashika school. But here in the Savatantika school, the definition of the Savatantika school is that the one who performs the Hinayana tenets and accepts both self-cognizer and external object. So you see the difference, you know, between these two schools. The one exerts the self-cognizer, and the other does not exert the self-cognizer. So these four, you know, different schools, you know, assert the self-cognizer in a different way. The first school, the Vaivashika school, you know, says there is no self-cognizer. But the definite, you know, but the Sautantika school says there is a self-cognizer. And also the Chittamadana school, you know, says there is a self-cognizer. But then the Chittamadana school does not assert the external object, you know, does not assert, assert or accept the external object. And then the up in the Prasangika Madhyamika school, they accept or assert the self-cognizer. Do not assert the self-cognizer, but says there is an external object. So this self-cognizer that is asserted or not asserted by some of the schools, you know, of these four different thoughts, four different, you know, tenets, what is the self-cognizer? You know, what is the self-cognizer? So according to the Vaivashika, the self-cognizer is a quality of the mind that recognizes the object. So Geshe-la has already taught the mind and mental factor before, so those of you who have attended that, studied that, and might have some idea about what is the self-cognizer. So the self-cognizer, you know, so just a rough an explanation of the self-cognizer would be like, you know, the eye consciousness that sees the flower, you know, so eye consciousness that sees the flower sees itself also, you know, so it's called a cognizing other, you know, because it cognizes the flower, right? The eye consciousness cognizes the flower, and then there's the eye consciousness also cognizes itself. And so that is called the self-cognizer. So the
main object of that consciousness, the eye consciousness which sees the flower, you know, is the flower. The main object is the flower. So therefore, it is the consciousness that knows or that cognizes the other object, and also that consciousness cognizes itself. So therefore, it is also called self-cognizer.
Same thing is the same thing.
And also they say that the self-cognizer within the continuum of sentient being should be the object of the self-cognizer. The object of the self-cognizer within the continuum of sentient being should be consciousness. They can only, the cognizer, self-cognizer within the continuum of sentient being can only cognize, you know, the consciousness. So its object should be always consciousness. So that is the reason why in the on part of the definition of the self-cognizer is, you know, directing inwardly. So it means like directing to itself. So that is the reason why the one of the on part of the definition of the self-cognizer is that.
Oh yeah. 다 간지 때